solid, man. Right on. It's time to go back to the 70s. I am the Get Down host, Darian. And let's locomotion back to Saturday, May 11th, 1979.
Do you love your iPad but hate typing on it? Have you always wanted to use your iPad for everything? Steve from Touchfire here. We invented the most innovative iPad accessory. It's a case, a keyboard, a sound booster, and a magnetic mount combined together in a thin, sleek, yet highly protective package. Time Magazine calls it ingenious. Touchfire is normally $69.99, but today we're offering a 10% radio discount. Go to touchfire.com on the web and use coupon code RADIO3. Get your Touchfire now.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
I'm strong to the finish, cause I eat the spinach.
On a Saturday, May 11th, 1979, the greatest day of the week to be a kid. Starting your day off with Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? And Challenge of the Super Friends. Dick Clark brought us the hottest bands in music, like Peaches and Herb and their number one hit, Reunited, or John Conley's number one country hit, Backside of 30. It was an exceptionally good day for tennis player Chris Everett. It was the last day of a 125-match winning streak. Manhattan was still big in theaters. And in sad news, Lester Raymond Flatt from Flatt and Scruggs. You know them. They performed the Ballad of Jed Clampett, died at the age of 64. Well, blow me down, 70s friends, we're out of time. I'm gonna load up my truck and move to Beverly Hills. And I'll talk to you next time on another 70s flashback.